5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Imagine arriving at a spiritual retreat held in the ruins of a burned-down school. The air is thick with the scent of scorched wood, and whispers of tragic deaths echo through its shadowy halls. It's the kind of place where, even in daylight, the shadows seem to move just a little too freely. For one group of visitors, what started as a night of prayer and reflection turned into something far darker. A confrontation with forces they could not explain. Nor escape. Tonight, we dive into a story where the boundaries of reality and the supernatural blur. A seemingly ordinary woman takes a stand against a malevolent force, her resolve tested as those around her crumble under its grip. Was it the power of her faith that saved them? Or did something more sinister retreat, waiting for another opportunity? This is not just a ghost story. It's a tale of fear, faith, and the lingering question. What really happened? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, I've never been someone who believed in the supernatural. To me, ghost stories were just that, stories. But what I experienced one night in May 2006 changed everything. I haven't been able to fully explain it, and maybe that's why I feel compelled to share this with you. It started innocently enough. My friends and I decided to visit a spiritual camp organized by a group we were loosely connected to. We didn't plan to stay long, just long enough to see some familiar faces and join a group prayer. The camp was held at an old school that had partially burned down years before. They were in the middle of renovating it, but even with the repairs, the place felt heavy. I didn't think much of it at the time, chalking up the unease to the eerie quiet of the rural location. When we arrived, it was already late. The campers had been busy with activities all day, and most of them looked drained. We had dinner together in the dimly lit cafeteria, and while everyone else seemed preoccupied with small talk, I couldn't shake the feeling that someone or something was watching us. I told myself I was just being paranoid. After dinner, we were invited to join the group for their nightly prayer. It was a routine activity for them, but for me, it felt a little strange. The group formed a large circle, holding hands, with their eyes closed as the camp leader, Sheena, began to lead the prayer. Her voice was steady, her words soft and deliberate. At first, everything seemed normal, but then I heard it. A faint, almost imperceptible sound. A woman was crying softly, just a few people away from me in the circle. My grip on the hands I was holding tightened instinctively. I tried to ignore it, thinking she was overwhelmed with emotion, but her crying grew louder, more desperate, until it was impossible to ignore. I opened my eyes. The woman was on her knees, sobbing uncontrollably. She had let go of the hands on either side of her and clutched at her chest as though she couldn't breathe. Sheena didn't break her prayer. She continued, her voice unwavering. I glanced around the circle, expecting someone to intervene, but everyone's eyes were still closed. Then it got worse. The woman's sobs turned into something guttural, almost like an animal growling. Her body shook violently, and before I knew it, she was lying flat on the ground, screaming. Sheena finally broke her prayer, her voice sharp as she called out to the facilitators. They rushed to the woman, but before they could even reach her, two more people in the circle began crying and shaking. I was frozen. The crying spread like wildfire. In minutes, three or four participants were writhing on the floor, their cries mixing with deep, guttural sounds that didn't seem human. I glanced at Sheena, hoping for some kind of reassurance, but her face was pale. She was trying to stay calm, but I could see the panic in her eyes, and then I saw her do something I'll never forget. She stepped forward, stood in the center of the circle, and began to chant. The language wasn't one I recognized. Later, I was told it was Mandarin, but that made no sense. Sheena didn't speak Mandarin, yet she spoke with perfect fluency, her voice commanding and fierce. It should have been reassuring. But as I watched her, my attention was drawn to the edge of the room. There, in the shadows near the staircase, was a figure. It wasn't just my imagination. I know it wasn't. The figure was tall, with broad shoulders and a dark, indistinct outline. At first, I thought it was one of the facilitators, but then I saw its face, or lack of one. It was as though the darkness itself had taken form, and it was laughing, not out loud. I didn't hear the laughter with my ears, but I felt it deep in my chest, like a mocking presence meant just for me. Sheena's chanting grew louder, more urgent. The figure didn't move, but I could feel its influence spreading. The girl on the floor, the first one who had started crying, began thrashing wildly, her voice deeper than before. She wasn't crying anymore. She was screaming words I couldn't understand, her voice filled with rage and anguish. I wanted to run, but my legs wouldn't move. I could only watch as the chaos unfolded. Sheena's chanting reached a fever pitch, but the chaos around her only grew worse. The girl who had been the first to collapse was now on her feet, her movements wild and unnatural, as though something else was controlling her body. Her head snapped toward Sheena, her mouth contorted into a sneer. I'll never forget what happened next. The girl lunged at Sheena with impossible speed, her hands reaching out as if to choke her. Several facilitators tried to hold her back, but she threw them aside like they weighed nothing. Her voice, now guttural and impossibly deep, bellowed something that sounded like a command. It wasn't a language I knew, but whatever she said made Sheena falter. That's when I realized the shadowy figure by the stairs was moving closer. It was subtle at first, almost imperceptible, but every time I blinked, it seemed nearer. The laughter, the silent, oppressive laughter, was louder now, and it wasn't just in my head. I could see the fear on the faces of the others as they glanced toward the staircase, their eyes wide with terror. And then something happened that made my blood run cold. The figure raised its arm, pointing toward Sheena. The girl who had lunged at her suddenly dropped to the ground, writhing as though she were being physically restrained. Her screams turned into wails of agony, and her body convulsed violently. Sheena took a shaky step back, her chanting faltering for the first time. "No," she whispered, her voice barely audible. "I won't let you take her." Sheena knelt on the ground, clutching a rosary in one hand and a candle in the other. Her voice grew stronger again, but now it was filled with desperation. She began calling out names, names of saints, I think. But with every name she uttered, the shadow seemed to grow darker, denser, as though it were feeding off her words. I looked at my watch. It was almost midnight. The moonlight streaming through the broken windows seemed to dim, and the air grew so cold that I could see my breath. Around me, people were crying, praying, or frozen in fear. wanted to do something to help, but I felt paralyzed. And then it happened. The shadow lunged forward, merging with the girl on the ground. She screamed so loudly that it felt like the walls of the room would collapse. Her voice wasn't hers anymore. It was deep, malevolent, and filled with rage. Sheena screamed something back in Mandarin, her voice shaking, and then threw the candle she was holding toward the shadow. The flame flared unnaturally bright, illuminating the entire room for a split second. When the light faded, the shadow was gone. The girl lay motionless on the floor, her breathing shallow but steady. Sheena collapsed to her knees, her face pale and drenched in sweat. Around her, the air felt lighter, as though a great weight had been lifted. The clock struck midnight and the oppressive atmosphere seemed to vanish, but the scars of that night remained. The next morning, Sheena refused to speak about what had happened, other than to say, "It's over." But a week later, during a small meeting with the group, she shared something that sent chills down my spine. She said she had seen the girl's spirit leaving her body that night, climbing the stairs toward the shadow. Sheena believed she had only barely managed to pull her back. "It was close," she said, her voice trembling. "Too close. If I had stopped for even a moment, we would have lost her." Sheena didn't elaborate further, but her words have haunted me ever since. I don't know what I saw that night, whether it was a demon, a ghost, or something else entirely. All I know is that it was real, and I'll never forget the sound of that silent laughter or the look of terror in Sheena's eyes. Thank you for listening to my story, Tony. I hope it helps someone else understand that sometimes the things we can't explain are the ones we should fear the most. Sincerely, Isabel. What happened to Isabel and the others at that spiritual camp raises as many questions as it does goosebumps. The setting alone, a burned-down school with a tragic past, provided the perfect backdrop for what unfolded that night. But the events themselves, those defy simple explanation. On one hand, this could be a case of group hysteria or suggestion. In highly charged environments, the power of collective emotion can sometimes trigger psychological responses that feel supernatural. The strange chanting, the guttural voices, and even the shadowy figure could, in theory, be attributed to heightened fear and stress. Our minds are more powerful than we realize, capable of manifesting what we fear most. But then, there are the details that are harder to dismiss. The laughter Isabel described wasn't just something she heard, it was something she felt deep in her chest. And what about Sheena, who reportedly spoke fluent Mandarin despite not knowing the language? Even more chilling is her account of seeing the girl's spirit ascending the stairs, only narrowly stopping its journey. Was Sheena's intervention an act of faith strong enough to push back the darkness? Or was she facing something far more dangerous than she ever let on? The laughter, the dark figure, the violent possessions, these point to something beyond mere psychological phenomena. It's possible Isabel and the others came face to face with a malevolent entity, drawn to the energy of the camp and the people gathered there. If so, it leaves us with a haunting question. Was this an isolated incident, or is the shadow still out there waiting for its next chance? We may never know the full truth, but one thing is certain. Stories like Isabel's remind us that the line between fear and reality is thinner than we think. Whether you believe in the paranormal or not, one fact remains. Sometimes the things we cannot see are the ones we fear the most. Until next time, stay safe, stay curious, and remember what you fear in the dark might just be watching you back.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.